It's the $25,000 question, how to fund schools. One Democratic gubernatorial candidate says property taxes alone are not enough. But Secretary of State Doug La Follette says school funding can be done with a penny.
You put a penny sales tax on, and that money goes for schools across the entire state. It amounts to something like $1.5 billion every biennium, which is a lot of money to help education, and it is done in a fairly equitable way.
The original proposal was put forth by the Wisconsin Alliance for Excellent Schools. La Follette says the 1% hike in sales taxes promotes excellence in education. The revenue would be intended for elementary, high school, technical college, and universities. La Follette says studies and people he meets on the campaign trail all point to the importance of funding education as a main priority.
Everyone, Republicans, Independents, Democrats, know that educating our children and our university and technical students is critical for Wisconsin's future. So a penny on every dollar is not a big thing, and particularly when we exempt necessities.
And he says it would close loopholes in order to get more benefit from the tax. The 1% sales tax would be more fair to property taxpayers, La Follette says, and it would complement DPI Superintendent Tony Evers' idea, fair funding for our future. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.